Vitamin C has evolved. Altrient Vitamin C is a cutting-edge liposomal liquid food supplement designed for maximized absorption. Discover Altrient Liposomal Vitamin C and receive 10% discount by quoting HR10 at abundanceandhealth.com.
Hello and welcome to the Yes to Life show on UK Health Radio. My name's Robin Daly and I'm the chairman and founder of the UK charity Yes to Life that supports people with cancer in discovering and utilising the resources of integrative medicine. This is something we've been doing for 16 years and in that time I'm happy to report there has been huge change in the environment in terms of how receptive people are to the concept of integration. That said, we're only just getting started on implementing integration, and we still have a long, long way to go. But my sense tells me that we're on the cusp, a turning point, where an accelerating rate of change can start to occur, and a momentum can quickly build. And where we've been unfortunate to be so far behind other countries in the adoption of integration, we can now benefit from their lead and quickly adopt some of their tried and tested approaches and build on the huge foundation of good quality science that they have amassed in recent years. Today's show is focused on one particular very important aspect of the turning point that I mentioned earlier, and this is the coming together of professionals who are interested in integration. Yes to Life has always been primarily a patient-facing organisation intent on educating and improving the lot of those with cancer. But of course, ultimately, we need professionals to make the changes needed to make integration a reality rather than something patients strive to build themselves from a host of disparate resources. With this in mind, Yes to Life was instrumental in setting up the British Society for Integrative Oncology some 10 years ago. In the time since, the BSIO has made a start on bringing practitioners together, but despite huge commitment from a determined group of professionals, has suffered from lack of resources, up until now. And I am delighted to say that the BSIO is now experiencing a massive surge of input from a number of directions and is relaunching in a thoroughly exciting way. Dr. Nina Fuller-Chavelle is one very important aspect of this revival and is now acting as Vice Chair of the BSIO Committee. I'm talking to her today at her practice in Hampshire about her vision for the Society and its current plans. Nina, lovely to have you back on the show again.
Great to be here, Robin.
So today we've a good news story to tell for everyone who's wanting to see integrative oncology firmly on the UK map. That's professionals and people with cancer. This is the relaunch of the British Society for Integrative Oncology. So to be clear right at the outset, who is the BSIO for and what is its purpose?
So the British Society for Integrative Oncology, or BSIO, is a non-profit professional organisation with a mission to promote the integration of conventional and nutritional lifestyle and complementary medicine to improve the lives of people affected by cancer. And our main mission is that evidence-based, comprehensive, integrative healthcare should be available and delivered seamlessly to all those whose lives are affected by cancer.
Great stuff. Okay, so the actual society is a professional body, and so who are the doors open to?
Any healthcare professionals that look after people affected by cancer, we would love to have a whole multidisciplinary team built. So we welcome any doctors from oncologists, GPs, clinical commissioning groups, anyone else who might be involved in cancer care, nursing professionals, physiotherapists, occupational therapists. We are also looking at nutrition professionals and any allied healthcare workers and complementary therapists that might be interested in working integratively to support those affected by cancer.
So there's a potentially a lot of people out there. Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know, Britain's not entirely alone in this endeavour. Notably, there's the SIO, the Society for Integrative Oncology in America, but also some other ones elsewhere. Do you want to tell us what you know about what's out there, how long they've been around, what they're up to?
Sure. Well, my main engagement really so far has been with SIO. So that's the Society for Integrative Oncology in the US. And they're an amazing organization who are really committed to both the practice, but also the research in terms of looking to put the evidence-based complementary care as a part of standard cancer care for all patients across the whole cancer continuum. So I think SIO is a wonderful organization. They are, again, like us, a multidisciplinary community in terms of nurses, oncologists, psychologists, nutritionists, complementary therapy practitioners, NDs, and then naturopathic doctors, and a number of other different specialties. So very much aligned to what we are doing. And of course, I think the original BSIO has taken inspiration from SIO in its inception. There are other organizations, well, ONKNP in the US is more naturopathically based, but again, are very committed to integrative healthcare with oncology. There's the AOICM, which is more traditional Chinese medicine based. And there are a few other things dotted around that, again, I'm probably less engaged with, but I'm sure there's a number of organizations, including some of the European ones that are mainly probably strongest in Germany, which has been the home of integrative oncology for Europe for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, nonetheless, the BSIO is potentially an important place for a meeting of minds on this side of the Atlantic.
Absolutely. And I think we've got a big role to play in a very unique healthcare environment, because, of course, unlike many other countries, we have a public healthcare service, and the challenges that are present within that and integration within and outside the NHS are always important for us to note. And we also need UK-specific guidelines and UK-specific toolkits. We can't keep necessarily borrowing from other organizations and other countries, because we do have a very different healthcare system.
Very important point, that one. Yeah, for all they're doing in America, it is an entirely different environment in many ways, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, look, it's very interesting. One of the things you were saying there, you picked up on what the SIO contributed towards the evidence base. And of course, this is extraordinarily important for us all. You know, it's great that they're doing it over there, but of course, we can contribute here as well. So is this something that you think the BSIO will be doing in future?
I certainly hope so. I think we've got a couple of initial things planned for this year, which is, of course, the May event, Integrative Oncology UK 2021. And then we're looking to set up monthly webinars on the key topics of integrative oncology, and also looking to set up some of the special interest groups, working groups on specific topics in cancer care. And as a part of that working group, we will be asking the members to deliver a toolkit or a position statement or a resource kit that can be used and that reviews the available evidence out there. And hopefully in time, we will be able to generate some of our own. I'm extremely interested in that. And in fact, that's going to be part of my own sort of research program following my master's in precision cancer medicine. So that's something that we are definitely actively thinking about.
I think, you know, it's been a great cause of frustration, the build of evidence and the lack of progress. They haven't gone together, really, over the years. You know, the evidence has built like mad and the progress has been very slow. But in fact, I think it's now paying off, because there's a huge weight of evidence there now, and people are coming in fresh, if you like, and looking at the weight of evidence and saying, oh, why aren't we doing these things? There's plenty of evidence for them. And so I think it's a sort of sudden payoff is going to happen from all the work that's been done the last decade.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of, again, what we are hoping the special interest groups will do is be able to synthesize that evidence in a nice, accessible way and create easy resources for busy jobbing clinicians out there to be able to incorporate in their clinical practice.
Great stuff. Okay, so the BSIO has actually been around for a decade, but is yet to be the driving force behind the adoption of integrative oncology that was envisaged back then, and that we actually need in the UK. It suffered from a lack of resources all along, and Though in one way it was needed even more 10 years ago than it is now, maybe its time's finally come and it's now really poised to be a huge success. So would you like to tell us in broad terms about what's happened in recent months and where things stand as regards going forward?
Absolutely. Well, I think that Yes to Life certainly contributed hugely to that conversation last year when you created the Your Life and Cancer Conference. And I think that's been an invaluable resource for patients and interested professionals to come across some of the evidence and across some of the thinking behind why integrative oncology is so important. And that's, I think, started a lot of very useful conversations. I've joined BSAO as vice chair at the back end of last year because I'm hugely passionate, as you know, about furthering the cause of integrative oncology in the UK. And my job has really been to just get the organizational aspects up and running, like the new website, getting our logo updated, getting the new membership scheme in order, and starting to look for some of the partnerships that we're looking at globally alongside other members of the BSIO team like Catherine Zollman. So we are always looking for new connections and new benefits to bring to our members.
Great stuff. So I wonder, you were talking about your passion for all this stuff. I wonder if you tell us a little bit about yourself. So without any disrespect to the stalwart practitioners who helped start the BSIO up and have kept it alive for a decade, there was an enormous amount of commitment there. It is really your determination input that's made this relaunch possible. So maybe you can tell us a bit about your vision for oncology in the UK and why exactly you're so passionate about integration.
I think there are two aspects to why I'm passionate about. Obviously, I've been through cancer myself, and I've certainly seen firsthand just how much integrative care can improve my own well-being through chemotherapy, surgery, and recovery. And also something that I see in clinic every day. So at Synthesis Clinic, which I have founded and run, we look after patients with breast and gynecological cancers and the other solid tumors to help them through their treatment and out the other end and looking at their recovery and prehabilitation, rehabilitation, and minimizing side effects during therapy, as well as maximizing outcomes. So I'm passionate about this because that's what I see every day. Right. Every day I see someone benefit and thrive and being able to actually say, I've taken some agency as a part of my cancer care. And I know there's things that I can do to help myself feel more empowered through this process and help myself feel better and help me get through sometimes very, very tough treatments, as we know, with significant side effects. And I think that's what I'm hugely passionate about. I just see people do so much better than when they are sort of just given the standard advice to go home and rest or to just get on with treatment. And I think we are missing so much evidence out there, and we should be incorporating all of this. You know, that, like you said, there's been a huge buildup of evidence over the last decade. And I think it's not evidence-based healthcare if we don't incorporate this into care right now.
Exactly. Yeah, very good. Okay. And with regard to the BSIO, you've picked this up with a passion. So what do you see the BSIO, what do you see it broadly as achieving?
Well, I would love for it to be a truly multidisciplinary organization. I want to make sure that, to me, integrative oncology is all about multidisciplinary care. It's about respecting and bringing in different points of view from different care settings and being able to integrate it into a cohesive whole. So I would love to have as many professionals from different fields join us so that we can have that conversation. So it isn't just doctor dominated. It isn't dominated by any one group, actually. I want to make sure that we're hearing nursing, psychology, physiotherapy, rehab specialists, all of this, complementary healthcare, nutrition. I want to integrate all of this into a community that's thriving, that's able to review the evidence base, that's able to produce actionable, easy to incorporate advice for people on the front line. And I also want people to just get to know each other a bit better and understand how each professional contributes to someone's cancer care so that we are not sitting in silos, so that we're not sitting in the respective corners being slightly dubiously suspicious of each other. We just need to understand each other's language and how we can help the person in front of us, who is the most important person in all of this. It's the patient who's going through cancer treatment, and that's the most important thing. And to deliver the best care to them as a whole person, not just their cancer, but as a whole person, we need to treat them as a team and as a united team who's able to listen and have respectful dialogue between all the different professionals.
Music to my ears. Marvellous. Yeah, that's exactly what's needed. I would concur with every word of that, particularly the part about remembering that this is all about the patient and not about everybody's special little disciplines that they don't want to get tarnished with somebody else's. We need to, yeah, everybody needs to talk to each other. It needs to be much more respect for other professions and what they bring to the table, and begin to look at what we can all achieve together to help people in a yes. much more fulsome and rounded way and a much more successful way. So, yeah, absolutely with you on that. So now I'd like to ask a bit more about the details of what's involved in becoming a member and what can members expect.
Of course. So BSAO membership is open to healthcare practitioners who are involved in cancer care, academic institutions, and individuals who have the common goal of being involved in integrative care. And so through joining us, you will get a membership benefit in terms of discounts to key meetings, like the Integrative Oncology UK 2021 event, and the European Congress for Integrative Medicine in London in November. And we're also going to be looking at launching monthly webinars starting from September this year, as well as a monthly BSIO newsletter that will cover key updates and research in integrative oncology. As the working groups will start getting going, we also expect that BSIO members will have access to toolkits and materials that are going to be in development by the special interest groups. And that would include a whole range of topics from prehabilitation, rehabilitation to integrative support during chemotherapy, radiotherapy, immunotherapy, hormone and targeted therapies. And there's an option to have a private members directory listing if people would like one. It's very basic at the moment, but again, we might be looking to develop that in the future. And in terms of the logistics of what is involved in getting the membership, you just need to go on the website and click join us, and there are different membership options. Our full membership is £120 annually for qualified healthcare professionals, and there is an option to split it into direct debit, which we are setting up at the moment. The student membership is £36 annually, and that's for full-time students only, and we will need proof of student status. And there's also an option to prepay ahead for 3 years as well. So we've got a number of different options that people can access the BSIO membership through.
Fantastic. Okay, so probably the most exciting aspect of both the membership, you get a discount on this, and the relaunch as a whole is Integrative Oncology UK 2021. So it's really a first of its kind, this, in terms of being a homegrown event entirely targeting professionals in the field of integrative oncology. So amazing. Firstly, who should attend?
Again, any professional that's involved in cancer care, we are really, really open to application from a number of different fields, you know, medical professionals, nursing professionals, psychology, physical therapy, complementary therapy, nutrition, anybody who would want to be involved in integrative cancer care. And it's really important that we get the multidisciplinary base for our discussions. So I'm really excited about being able to open it out to a really wide audience.
Great. And so maybe we can now have a bit of an outline of the material that will be tackled.
Of course. So we're going to start with a welcome and introduction from Dr. Catherine Zollman, who's the conference chairperson. She's a GP and medical lead of Penny Braun UK Cancer Charity and a fellow in integrative medicine from the University of Arizona. And it's wonderful to have her chair this meeting. We're going to then move on to talking about lifestyle nutrition as an integrative and essential part of cancer treatment plans. And there's going to be a bit of a research update from Professor Robert Thomas. As some of you might already know, Professor Thomas is a consultant oncologist at Adam Brooks and Bedford Hospital, clinical teacher at Cambridge University, and a visiting professor at Cranfield University, and someone who's hugely passionate about power of lifestyle in cancer care.
Yeah.
We are then going to move on to talking a little bit about prehabilitation in particular. So that's optimizing patient resilience to get the best out of treatment. And for this session, we're very lucky to have an amazing chair, Dr. Penny Kehayoglu, consultant clinical oncologist and group clinical director for surgery and emergency medicine at University Hospitals Coventry, Warwickshire. And she is joined by a wonderful panel of speakers. We've got Professor Sandy Jack, who is a professor of rehabilitation medicine at University Hospital Southampton Foundation Trust, and Dr. Carol Granger, who is a registered nutrition practitioner with a particular interest in the human microbiome, which is a really, really hot topic in cancer care at the moment. Mm. And it will be a wonderful discussion in terms of looking at combination of multi-professional interventions, such as nutrition, exercise and well-being support, aimed at achieving better functional outcomes and reducing morbidity after cancer surgery and other treatments, which is, I think, something that's really, really important. Optimizing patient resilience is such an important part of getting the best out of cancer treatment.
And one of the biggest things that's on offer, of course, from integrative oncology.
Absolutely. And there's a whole range of options that we can have on the table from that perspective. Next, we're going to be talking about building emotional and mental resilience while living with cancer. And the chair for that session is Dr. Caroline Hoffman, who's clinical and research director at Breast Cancer Haven. And is a wonderful practitioner with a nursing and a research background with a lot of mindfulness research in her background. For this particular session, we're looking at a number of speakers who will talk to how it's absolutely essential to look at delivering really good mental and emotional support during cancer treatment in a way that really enhances resilience and enables post-traumatic growth, because it's overwhelming going through cancer treatment and sometimes also coming out the other end, honestly, and actually being left a little bit behind and thinking, oh, everybody expects me to be fine now because I've finished my treatment. So it'll be a wonderful session to explore approaches, including cognitive reframing, counseling, thinking about courage and thriving rather than just surviving, looking at mindfulness, self-compassion, visualization, and a number of different other techniques. Mm. And for that session, we are hoping to have Professor Leslie Walker, Sophie Savage, and Dr. Lauren McDonald, all of whom are wonderful experts in the field of sort of mind-body within the cancer setting. Mm.
Can I just ask you a little bit about that session? You used one phrase there, which I heard on the radio today. It's obviously going around, which is post-traumatic growth. So they were talking actually about the lockdown and how this could produce post-traumatic growth if it was framed right, you know. And anyway, it's an important thing that I've spent a lot of time thinking about in relation to cancer, of course. And lots of the people that we support have actually experienced remarkable post-traumatic growth. It's looking at how one would actually support it in occurring is an interesting question. So just do you want to briefly give some idea of how that happens?
I think the way that it happens will be different for each individual. I think we need to acknowledge the diversity of techniques that can be used with someone and also the need to personalize your approach. I think there's there are a number of things that we can use. If there is a properly traumatic response in terms of an active trauma, then I think it's really important to use appropriate psychological tools like EMDR and some of the other integrative psychological therapy toolkit to be able to actually get that to a point where the trauma is no longer encoded as that living memory. So you need to be able to bring that nervous system activation down properly first. Because without that, you can't have growth. You need to at least first get yourself to a point of where you're able to self-regulate.
Right.
And then exploring, I think, thinking about exploring the compassion and meaning behind some of the things that you've been through is a really important tool. And for that, we can use visualization, journaling, mindfulness, special compassion meditation in terms of metta, like loving kindness, We can think about art therapy or, you know, again, writing therapies are also really powerful within that setting in terms of making sense of what happened and looking to the future and building a brighter future in your mind. And so I think there are just a couple of the techniques that can come to mind, but I'm sure our experts will have a lot more to add on the day as well.
Yeah, right. Thank you for that little diversion of mine, personal interest, you understand. I wonder, would you also just introduce some of those experts a little bit more fully that are going to be in that session, because we've got some interesting people there.
Of course. So we've got Emeritus Professor Leslie Walker, who is an Emeritus Professor of Cancer Rehabilitation at the University of Hull. We have Sophie Savage, who is a well-known expert in the field of human psychology and authority on exploding creativity in crises. And of course, is a best-selling author of three books, including Cancer Whisperer and Life Shocks, which are certainly some of my favorite books to read.
Absolutely.
Dr. Laura McDonald is a medical doctor and integrative practitioner with a special interest in trauma and the mind-body connection, and will also bring some of her personal experiences with her cancer diagnosis to the table as well.
Excellent. Great. Thank you. So, sorry to interrupt. Do carry on.
Okay. So, we're going to then have a nice break for lunch, which is always welcome to recharge the brain before we head into my session, which is all about integrative cancer care during radiotherapy and chemotherapy in terms of optimizing outcomes while minimizing side effects. And obviously, you know me, so I don't need to introduce myself too much, but I will be joined by a wonderful panel of speakers, including Dr. Stephen Kennedy, who's a consultant clinical oncology at the Christie, Aga Kahinde, who's a clinical nurse specialist, cancer educator and health and wellbeing lead for the oncology division at the Royal Surrey Hospital. And she is also a cancer coach and someone really involved in creating cancer coaching standards in the UK. So we're really privileged to have her as well. Mm. Susie Budd is a chemotherapy senior staff nurse at the Bristol Hematology and Oncology Centre and is also a treatment support nurse at Pennybron UK. So we've got a wonderful panel of two doctors and two nursing specialists who are able to bring a whole range of perspectives and experiences to the table.
Yeah.
And really within that session, I wanted to have a little bit of a think about troubleshooting the therapy side effects. And we can have a little bit of a think about what can be safely and effectively incorporated during chemotherapy and radiotherapy treatment, including reviewing some of the evidence and controversy around nutrition, fasting, supplementation, and thinking about providing practical guidance on physical activity, sleep, and psycho-emotional support during that time. We will also think about troubleshooting side effects like GI effects, so mucositis, diarrhea, nausea and vomiting, chemotherapy-related fatigue, cognitive dysfunction, neuropathy, and radiation dermatitis. Some of the really important side effects that quite often people will encounter in clinic, and also oncologists and nurses have to troubleshoot every day within their clinical practice. So I hope that will be a valuable session full of practical
Sounds
tools.
A great session, that one, I must say. Yeah. All right.
And we're then moving on to living with advanced cancer and what integrative oncology can offer within that setting. So the chair for that session is Dr. Elizabeth Thompson. She is a CEO and holistic doctor for National Center for Integrative Medicine, NCIM. And she is joined by, again, a panel of speakers, including Dr. Jackie Stringer. She's a clinical and research lead for Complementary Health and Wellbeing Services at the Christie. Christine Kalenga, who is a founder of Copperfield Breast Cancer Awareness Charity. And Dr. Dunkel Still, an integrative doctor at Pennybron UK, and someone who's also involved at NCIM, the National Center for Integrative Medicine. And in their session, the panel will explore the potential for integrative approaches to help people living with advanced cancer to manage their symptoms, tolerate ongoing treatment, build resilience, and regain a sense of control and realistic hopefulness. So they're going to be talking about expanding the therapeutic toolbox in a way that helps people who are living with advanced cancer live as well as possible for as long as possible.
Mm. Always think of that as one of the most exciting areas as well, that integrative medicine has got a toolbox, whereas Orthodox medicine doesn't have so many great tools for extending people's lives in that way often. And, you know, people are discharged as being, well, put your affairs in order. And but, you know, the people who are resourceful and actually make the best use of integrative medicine have extraordinary stories to tell quite often.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important to think about the value of supporting people through ongoing therapy as well, because as we know with metastatic cancer, you know, there is ongoing treatment, cycles of treatments, maybe therapy trials that people will go on, and actually having really excellent integrative support can certainly improve people's outcomes in terms of helping them live as long as possible with as best a quality of life as possible, rather than just kind of, rather than just making your way through it by the skin of your teeth, effectively.
And also, of course, making them resilient enough to be able to have further treatments they might not otherwise be capable of having, which is very important.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I've got to say, a stunning lineup for the day. The thing that strikes me, which is really great, is that I think every single person you mentioned pretty much there is from the UK, and they're all leading lights in the UK. There may have been one or two you snuck in there, I didn't notice, but you know, it's really amazing that we've got so many great people that you being all drawn together for this event, and I think it's going to create an enormous momentum.
Absolutely. And actually, we are also very lucky to have Dr. Santosh Rao towards the end of the meeting as well,
there
to talk about
American. Yes.
Yeah, there we go. The future. That's the one. So, yes, we're very lucky to have Dr. Santosh Rao, who's going to be coming to us from SAO, from the US. And he's a medical oncologist and medical director of the James M. Cox Foundation Center for Cancer Prevention and Integrative Oncology at Banner MD Anderson Center. Uh-huh. So we've gotten him to come and speak about the future of integrative oncology and bringing a little bit about the SAO perspective and the international perspective.
Fantastic.
Talking to Dr. Catherine Zollman about how we can transform the future of integrative oncology in the UK. And I think that will be a great session.
Right. That's the inspirational moment. Great. All right. Well, look, it sounds really brilliant. So what do you see delegates as taking away from this event?
We are hoping that, number one, people will be interested in exploring integrative oncology further within their own clinical practice and will be able to join us as BSIO members and get involved in some of our working groups and other activities like webinars. And we also hope that everybody will come away with a few practical steps that they can take on Monday morning to be able to improve the care for patients with cancer. And that's really, really important. We want it to be practical, inspiring, and something that can be seen as very relevant for clinical practice on the front line.
Excellent. So some real world tools. Brilliant. Okay. Well, look, I want to finish off with a little look to the future. Let's look, you know, a few years ahead and see what you'd like to see come out of this relaunch.
So I think what I would love is to have a wonderful, rich network of working groups who are producing really practical toolkits and resources to use within the NHS and in private care as well. I would love to see more research programs and more collaborations within research institutions to take a more multidisciplinary view of interventions. So I'd love to see more prehabilitation programs that don't just use exercise, but actually think about incorporating up-to-date nutrition evidence and also psycho-emotional support within the prehabilitation setting. And I'd love to be able to start some pilot trials, hopefully, in some of the oncology centers to look at the effectiveness of integrative care and see if we can generate more of the research base that is UK-based, that doesn't have to come from other countries. So I'd love to see that come to life and for us to all have an annual event where we can meet and exchange the most up-to-date research evidence and discuss and have a wonderful, rich base for multidisciplinary collaboration.
Great. So this one-day event is a bit of a taster, maybe, for next year's bigger and better and, of course, real-world event as opposed to online, or maybe both, would you say?
Absolutely. And we are very aware of the fact that this is, as a one-day event, we could only cover so much. We know that we would like to talk about thinking about supporting hormone treatments and immunotherapy and targeted treatments, and looking much wider at actually what else is out there in terms of integrative oncology and what the evidence base for these interventions is. So there's certainly a lot more to talk about that we could squeeze into a one-day event.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, it's extraordinary how much is getting into your one-day event. I've got to say, it's impressive. Yeah, there's certainly plenty to talk about when it comes to integrative oncology. All right. Well, look, very good. Perhaps you should give the website address so people can go and have a look for themselves.
Absolutely. Luckily, it's very easy. So it's bsio.org.uk, and find out a little bit more about us on the page about. And if you would like to join us, there's an easy button to click and become a member.
Fantastic. Which gives you an extraordinarily great discount to this fantastic event straight away, correct?
Absolutely.
Right. Brilliant. Okay. Thank you very much, Nina, for telling us all about the relaunch of the BSIO. It's a great moment, I think. I'm really, you know, I said to myself at the end of last year, I said 2021 is the year it's going to happen. And this is a big part of it, I think, a very big part of it. So very excited.
Well, you've done a huge amount of heavy lifting, Robin. So we've got to take our hats off to you because you've done an amazing job in terms of raising awareness all these years.
Well, if something happens, it'll all be worth it. Okay.
I'm on the case.
You are. Thank you very much, Nina.
Thank you, Robin.
If you're a practitioner helping or interested in helping people with cancer, then I encourage you to look at the website, bsio.org.uk. Consider signing up as a member and thereby immediately becoming a supporter of the move to integrative medicine for people with cancer in the UK. And even if you're not ready for that, click the link through to the Integrative Oncology UK 2021 event, which you must not miss. If you're someone with cancer listening today and you're being supported by some great integrative practitioners, please do encourage them to listen to this show. It's available on demand permanently. Or at least to visit the bsio.org.uk website and take a look at Integrative Oncology UK 2021. The time has come to start a revolution in the way that people with cancer in the UK are supported. And, as Nina so eloquently pointed out, bring proper evidence-based medicine into general cancer care. Failure to do so is a massive disservice to those unfortunate enough to have cancer, and so we need to focus the will to make it happen, and to happen soon. I'd like to take this opportunity to make you aware of another strand of the 2021 push for integration in oncology, Cancer Talk, a new podcast which I will be jointly hosting with one of the key speakers that Nina mentioned for Integrative Oncology UK 2021. Dr. Penikeka Yoglu is a senior oncologist in the NHS and fully shares my passion for integration and is absolutely committed to bringing about the changes that so very many people are desperate to see in the way that people with cancer are cared for by our health service. The podcast, which will initially be on a monthly basis, is launching this week and will be available on the Yes to Life website, that's yestolife.org.uk, as well as from all regular podcast providers. Each episode will feature one or more guest experts from the world of integrative oncology, and the discussions will focus around the resources and benefits that integration can bring to the experience and outcomes of those with cancer. There's a short introductory episode available to set out the intentions for Cancer Talk, and also out this week is the first full episode featuring nutritionist Kirsten Chick and exercise specialist Lizzie Davis in a lively discussion under the heading of COVID and cancer. Please do make a point of listening, whether you're a healthcare practitioner or someone with or supporting someone with cancer. Thanks so much for listening today. I look forward to bringing you another Yes to Life show next week here on UK Health Radio. Goodbye.